Vectis Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows, now on DAB.
We've got an interview, I think. I think we've got Kitty with Michelle, is that right?
Yes, we've got Kitty with Michelle Cupney here, and we're going to be talking Isle of Wight Pride, don't we?
We are, yes. Yes, I loved working for Vectis Radio, and it's fantastic. It's lovely to see everybody again, and the Vectis Radio is going from strength to strength. But yeah, oh. I'm here with another hat on today.
Yes, you are. Tell us all about your new hat.
Isle of Wight Pride, which I'm sure all your listeners will have heard of, takes place once a year in Ryde, where we celebrate the LGBTQI+ community, raise awareness of the community, and also fundraise to enable events throughout the year, and especially the annual Pride event. So, it was 18th of July this year. It was fabulous. Just hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined the streets in Ryde. And it was a wonderful, colourful display.
That was fabulous, wasn't it? I wasn't there because I was elsewhere, but it sounded like you had a fabulous time.
Yes, we did. And next year will actually be the 10th anniversary of Pride on the Island. We were there for the very first one back in 2017. I remember being on the playing field at Ryde School, and everybody was really tentative, thinking, you know, how is this going to be received? Because as you know, elsewhere in the world, luckily not so much in the UK, but the LGBTQ+ community can be persecuted and worse. So we didn't know what to expect. But that first one, the Ryde and the Island just embraced everything, and it was just a wonderful experience. And of course, the next year we hosted UK Pride.
I know, that was a big one, wasn't it?
It was huge, yes. And Pride on the Beach was a big thing. So obviously it costs quite a lot to set up something with the staging and infrastructure. So this year we're doing an extra push to try and raise more funds so that we can enable that just a unique experience to happen again.
Indeed. Now, Isle of Wight Pride have some events and all sorts of other things going on outside of the festival,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, we do. So you'll see us at various festivals. I think this is one of our last of the year, but our Isle of Wight Pride tent is just behind Vectis Radio van.
Indeed.
So do come and see us. Come and have a chat, share your stories, if you can donate, then we'd love that, or buy some really colourful merchandise. We've got everything. We've got these glorious headbands, coloured flower headbands. If you're getting hot out there, we've got some lovely parasols, and all the funds raised will help us put on an even more spectacular show on 17th of July next year. That's the date. And we've got, if you like drag, my husband Glenn and I have become recent fans of RuPaul's Drag Race. We're complete addicts. And it's not for everybody, but if you like drag, then there's a drag extravaganza event on in October, 23rd of October at Strings. Adults only. But we've got some queens such as Cherry Liqueur and a really good DJ. So get your tickets for that early before it sells out. I know it's early, but go for that. And you can donate at any time at iw.pride.org. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely does. Well, thank you for all the fabulous work you're doing there, Michelle.
That's okay. And if anybody else would like to come and volunteer for Isle of Wight Pride, I don't want to take anybody away from Vectis Radio. You can do both. But allies, straight allies, anybody from anywhere on the rainbow spectrum is very welcome to come and help us. It's a wonderful experience, a lovely, lovely team of people.
Oh, that's so great. So you're just behind us, as you said, here at the OB1, Vectis Radio's outside broadcast unit. And thank you so much for coming to see us, Michelle.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Kitty.
So thank you for that. Has Michelle got headphones on there?
No.
Okay, can I just quickly ask Michelle? It's a tricky time at the moment, it feels like, politically for the LGBTQ+ community. What can we do more to support?
Thank you. Oh, I need to put headphones on. Right. Yes. That's Kelvin, isn't it, in there?
It's Kieran.
It's Kieran.
Hello.
Sorry. Oh, Kieran. I thought it was Kelvin. Yes. Just awareness of what's going on is really helpful, especially for our trans brothers and sisters at the moment. It's a really uncertain time. So as I said to Kitty just now, elsewhere in the world, people are severely persecuted. But our trans community in the UK at the moment is feeling particularly vulnerable. Reach out to people, raise awareness. Just in yourself, be aware of the importance of equality and diversity in our society, and be kind. I think that would be my overall message, is be kind to everybody.
That's the biggest thing, isn't it? Being kind and being inclusive.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And yeah, keep up to date with what's happening, because in societies things can change and you're not aware of them, and then by the time you become aware that people's rights are being eroded and they are starting to be persecuted, by that time it's sometimes too late. So let's start now by embracing the whole community.
Thanks ever so much, Michelle. Thank you, Kitty, as well.
Pleasure.
And we'll have some local music. John Rofe with Arrogance.
The Isle of Wight's own voice, Vectis Radio DAB. Your island choice.